rock bass. Mm-hmm. They're big fish. They're jewfish. They'll grow 4 or 5 feet long, and they'll weigh 200 or 300 pounds. And they're deep sea fish. Mm-hmm. And in the disturbance, some of them will be washed up, and they can't sound again. Once they get to,
what do you mean they can't sound?
They can't go back down. Mm-hmm. They get some kind of an air bubble in them, and they can't go back down. And they're caught in rivers and out here in boats. And Saturday, last Friday, I went to Point Isabel, and the man gave me a big fillet of it, and I brought it home. All of us ate on it. We didn't finish half of it, so we're going to finish it tomorrow. It's very delicious fish. It cooks up very good because you cut it in steaks, and then strip the steaks in pieces about 2 fingers square. And you wrap them in, roll them in a little egg batter, and then in cornmeal, and fry them real quick in deep fat.
What kinds of freshwater fish do people get?
Well, there's carp and Gaspar Gould and catfish. Mm-hmm. And then they have a fish hatchery out here where they've brought in sweetwater trout and bass. One other kind, I can't think of what the other one is. A pike is a good fish. He's a big fish. They're good to bake because they're kind of grainy. Mm-hmm. And redfish has the pike has a long black streak on the side, and he has the under part of his jaw sticks out ahead of the top part. Mm-hmm. And the redfish is about even mouth. You catch them easy on a hook. And they have a black spot on at the tail. Mm-hmm. And they usually, you get a redfish about 2 feet long, and fillet them, and you can pull the bones out by hand or with a pair of pliers, and, mm-hmm. and you can make it all practically boneless. Another good fish that's caught here, but you have to go out in the Gulf pretty good piece to catch it. I'd say the snapper banks are about 20 miles out, 25, mm-hmm. is red snapper. They're a pink looking fish. They're very beautiful fish.
What about them? Say someone was
going to
go fishing for freshwater fish, what might they dig up and go fishing
with? Fishing worms.
Mm-hmm. Are there different kinds of worms?
Grub worms. A grub worm is a thicker worm than the little, I forget what they call the other little worm, the little thin reddish worm.
What if you were using, what would you use for bait if you were going saltwater fishing?
Either mackerel, mullet or shrimp bait. Most of here they use shrimp bait or artificial bait.
Say if you wanted to get some of that, you'd go to the store and ask for 2 or 3 pounds of
shrimp, bait shrimp.
Okay.
There's stands all up and down on the way out to the, you don't go to the store and get it, you go to the bait stands. Mm-hmm. And people make a business out of it. They have bait, live bait, and
what about those little
frozen shrimp that they use for bait?
Those little fish they can use for bait.
Minnows.
And something that they get from the salt water comes in shells.
Well, there's oysters, mm-hmm. crab, and shrimp. Shrimp have a shell on them. Mm-hmm.
What about something that's from fresh water that's got, it sort of looks like a lobster. It's got pinchers, claws.
Crab?
It's from fresh water. It looks like a lobster, but it's a lot smaller. If you maybe find them.
Well, those are crawfish.
Okay.
They don't have those here.
They don't have them here at all?
I brought some.